This is about you.
Victoria Woods.
This is about paying yourself first.
Businesswoman of the Year.
This is about life is full of choices.
Journal Records 50 Most Influential Women.
It's about, it's not what you earn, but what you keep.
White House Conference on Small Business.
It's about education is expensive.
The Journal Record Innovator of the Year.
It's about no risk, no gain.
Founder of Women for Financial Independence.
It's about success.
Sweet success.
Governor's Conference for Women.
Smart girls finish rich.
She's the president and CEO of Chapelwood Financial.
It's about consistency will always outperform occasional brilliance.
And she is the financial diva.
It's about the money, honey.
It's all about the money.
All about the money.
Victoria Woods.
Welcome to It's All About the Money, Honey. I am your host. They call me the Financial Diva. My name is Victoria Woods, founder and CEO of Chapelwood Financial Services. And having being in the studio with me today, as always, is the King of Finance himself, Mr. Damon King.
Thank you. It's good to be here with you.
It's great to be here with you. So today we have got a lot of great information about how to avoid, because we don't want you to make mistakes and then have to fix them. So today we're going to talk a lot about the mistakes that you can avoid. Before we do that, though, Damon, I would like to talk about Dubai for a second.
Okay.
Because, as you know, it's on the calendar. I was supposed to be in Dubai. That was one of my options for this year. And I really wanted to go, number one, and it's for investments. It's real estate investments. So I was going over as a VIP with Denise, the broker, and she's hosting an event. I want to support her. And it's about real estate investments for our clients, alternative investments. I happen to love Dubai. However, when I was visiting with a group of friends and I said, you know, I have these options and I'm looking at choices throughout the year. And I said, I can either go and support the No Conference, and as a 100 women, woman to know in America last year honoree, they asked me to come back and honor, you know, from the stage and welcome and honor the new, some
yeah,
of the
it's
new
like
women.
Last year's best actress yeah. is honoring the nominees for this year.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And so when I was at the car, so they convinced me to come, and also it was Madrid. So do I go to the No Conference? Do I go to Dubai? Do I go to Madrid? And something just kept tugging at me that I should go to Phoenix, but it's on the calendar. Meg still has it on the calendar. But yesterday, I'm in a photo shoot, which I needed for years. We've been talking about this for how many years, Damon? Victoria, we got to get some updated. You look like you're 16 in these pictures. So I finally took the time and did a photo shoot yesterday. Lovely Courtney McCord was an assistant, the best assistant ever, I can tell you. She did a thank you again, Courtney. It was just a delight to spend the afternoon with her. And I heard about Dubai after I got out, and then I didn't see actual videos until this morning. I was devastated. It's unbelievable. And it's so heartbreaking. But I did connect with Denise, and she said everybody was fine. And she said, and I love her about this, she says, even the biggest storm in Dubai history is not going to steal my joy, because she has all these people that have flown over from Australia and the UK and you know, the United States to have these tours of these beautiful properties. So I know you're kicking it, Denise. We're all praying for you all. It is pretty devastating, and I'm sure Dubai will take care of itself and its people. So that was heartbreaking for me, but I, like I say, sometimes, as sad as it was that I wasn't going, God's rejection is my protection. So I know that I'm supposed to be in the right place. And there's going to always be, Dubai's not going anywhere. So I will be visiting them and supporting them again soon. So that's about them. Now, Damon, before we get started with our the avoiding mistakes, I would like to talk to our new listeners in particular. So if you're a longtime listener, thank you so much. If you're a first-time listener, One of the things about our show and the fact that we're advisors to millionaires, and you will hear us talk about it all the time, because we know if you're an aspiring millionaire, you're going to be listening to the show as well. Now, one of the foundations of our business is what we call the Gold Bucket Optimizer. And the Gold Bucket Optimizer is really where you start. Because, you know, remember, what was the movie? And it's like, show me the money.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. And it's like, where's my money? So I created this form. It's like, where's my money? Because we all need to know where our money is. And it's a simple one sheet. And it's a foundation. And it's something that we offer to every one of our listeners. And all you have to do is call the office and or text. So you can call 405-348-0909. Or you can text and just say, you'll text the word G-O-L-D. Yes, that spells gold, one of my favorite things. It is the Gold Bucket Optimizer, but all you have to text is that, and we will send that to you directly to your email. You will also get an opportunity if you want a 30-minute consultation. Mm-hmm. So you get both of those things. But if you just want the optimizer, it's pivotal. Critical. I can't express that enough how important having that document is so that you know where your money is. And we'll even help you fill it out. If you don't understand it, it is so simple. It is, where's my cash? How much protection do I have? Where are my stocks, bonds, mutual funds, my IRAs? You list them out, and then what are my alternative income? So you may have real estate, you may have oil royalties, energy, you may have those types of income. And so we lay it out for you so you can see in one simple sheet where my money is. So I highly recommend you do that. And I can tell you what it does for our clients and has for, you know, over 25 years. And what it's done is gives everybody that sense of peace, confidence. I know where my money is. I know it's going to be updated anytime I ask or during a quarterly or annual review. So that is something that we continuously do, and it will never change. It is the most critical piece, document, strategy that we use here. The other thing is you're getting ready for retirement. I would highly recommend to get what we call the Countdown to Retirement, another form that we created. And these are on our websites. But to the easy button is simply call 405-348-0909. All you have to say is the word gold, or you just have to say Countdown to Retirement. We will be happy to send that to you, or you can text Countdown. And if you're 5 years out, 6 years out, I highly recommend that so that you have it and you can see what do I need to do and when. As it gets closer to retirement, there's things you need to do, and there's things that you do. So it's not overwhelming, Damon, when you start.
Right.
It helps you have a path.
Keeps you on track.
Yeah, keeps you on track. So we have shared many times smart money moves made by millionaires. However, perhaps even more intrusive is what? Millionaires doing the right thing or doing the wrong thing at the right time. It can be anything. I always think of my precious Jason, who sat in our boardroom and said, why didn't I come to you first when my father died? Why did I make this mistake? And I've told him, you can't beat yourself up when you've made a mistake that we can't fix. We can just know that we made this little mistake, but moving forward, we're going to avoid those mm-hmm. things. So, you know, perhaps on today's show, we're going to be sharing some of the biggest money mistakes millionaires make and how to avoid them. It's like when I talk in my book, Damon, about the minefield. You know, I'm going to follow somebody that's gotten close, you know, safely onto the other side.
That's why we have maps.
Exactly.
So you know, don't go there. There are dragons over there.
Yeah, there's minefields and dragons and snakes and zombies. They're over there. So we want to help you get through that minefield safely. A lot of times, people sell their businesses only once. We're working with three different clients right now and helping people navigate selling a business. You don't want to make a mistake. You want to get the highest value. You want to get the best assessment. You want to get the best broker. You want to get, you know, what is your situation so we can help you get the best value. This is your blood, sweat, and tears. Like I say to entrepreneurs, it's your baby. And you want it protected. And you need to make a list of what it is that's before you ever start the process about what's most important to you. Because guess what? You get to decide. I love that part. You know, there's not any hard rules except about assessments and, you know, what your business should be valued for. The real issue is, what is it that you want out of this transition? And it doesn't start, it doesn't happen in a day, Damon. It takes time.
Lots of planning. In fact, especially for our clients that have a family business, whether it's privately owned and they're going to sell to family, you're going to sell to somebody else. It doesn't really matter. You can actually text the word family to 405-348-0909. And what you'll get there is a link to download a handful of our white paper resources on the things you need to know before you sell your business. And that's dealing with the family dynamics, or if you're going to sell to like private equity, there's something there for you. Heading for the exit, you're getting ready to go down to TexMed here in May to talk to doctors about exiting on your own terms. You know,
selling your practice. I'm giving you all the credit for that.
I'll take it. I'll take all the credit.
That was a great title. When we were putting together that presentation, you came up with, I was like, yes, because it's all about options. And it is about exiting on your own terms. You need some guidelines about, you know, what do I need to think about? And I love giving checklists. You know, the think about these things. And so we'll be providing that for the doctors. And as a matter of fact, we did it last year, and apparently it was so well received, they've asked us to come back and do it again this year. Because people do want to plan, and they want to start early. They just don't know what to do.
That's right.
And so when you can share with them experiences that we've had with our clients and how they've transitioned so well, and there's been some hiccups and bumps and, you know, mistakes that they have made, and we've helped them kind of maneuver through them. So we want to help everybody else avoid those because we've seen what happens when you don't plan properly.
Unfortunately, we see it a lot. But, and I mean, in many ways, that's why we're here. Well, you know, you don't go to the doctor until there's a problem, right? Well, we're like money doctors. And people come to us when they finally realize, I'm kind of in trouble here.
Yeah.
Or I just need to get things, you know, shored up. And so let's talk about that. You know, some of the mistakes that millionaires make. And that's the thing, is that just because somebody has a lot of money doesn't mean they don't make mistakes. You can certainly emulate those people. If you want to become a millionaire, do what millionaires do. But also learn from their mistakes.
Exactly. Don't do this.
That's right.
Sometimes it's more important to don't do anything until you know the right thing.
That's exactly right.
Get good advice and do the right thing first.
And one mistake that millionaires and very wealthy people make all the time is the same mistake that a lot of people who, once they've had a lot of success, they tend to make this mistake, and that is forgetting what got them there. You get comfortable.
So true.
You get comfortable because I've reached the mountaintop. I'm now a multimillionaire. I've done all the hard work. And now I'm just going to coast. Business owners do this.
That's called the comfort zone.
You get too comfortable. You lose focus and discipline. The things that you did for years and years and years, the processes you followed, the decisions you made, the routines you followed, you just suddenly stop doing. And it impacts you in sports. It impacts you in business. It impacts you in wealth accumulation and, more importantly, wealth maintenance. You start spending stupid money, you know? You forget when you considered an investment opportunity in the past, you were skeptical, you did your research, you looked at the pro formas, you talked to your advisor, you talked to your CPA and your attorney. And
you turned over every rock. A bunch of, my husband would say, 100 times.
And then one day, your best friend that you went to college with comes to you with a can't-lose business proposition, and they want you to be an angel investor. And all I need is $4 million, and we can make this work. Okay, pal, I trust you, and you don't do any of the due diligence, and you make a stupid choice. Now, is it going to bankrupt you? Probably not, but, you know, nobody wants to lose millions of dollars, all right?
No.
So you can never stop.
A dollar's a dollar, Damon.
You can never stop planning. You can never stop being disciplined. What got you to becoming a multimillionaire is most likely the same thing that will keep you a multimillionaire.
Exactly. So let's talk about mistake number two, not diversifying soon enough. I just had a conversation with a gentleman in my office this week, and he wanted to say, why doesn't he have more money in this particular area? And I said, do you want to discuss diversification again? Because I'd be happy to. Whether it's in your own business, which we were talking about, my business, my house, my rules, I get to decide. When there is two different philosophies, and it is spread it all out or focus on one thing. Now, when you're a business owner, I call this stay in your lane. We know what we don't do. As an example, we don't get off and spend our time on healthcare. That is for other professionals. What we do here is we stay very focused on what, Damon? Advisors to millionaires, investments, estate planning, tax efficiency. That is a lot to know about being a business owner, because we're a small business. We can help people. This is just something that for me is a very, very, very hot button, because in two, when you have created all this wealth, most important thing is not growth anymore. And we talk to our clients mm-hmm. about it. There's a transition, and you use this baseball term, David. I can't remember. You told a story one time using baseball about transitioning, because you focused on accumulation for all these years. Now, honey, you go from accumulation. Now it's like, okay, I want to protect everything that I've worked so hard for. So yes, you want to keep up with inflation, but you don't need to go out there and be chasing 12% returns, 14. No. Oh, the market's doing this. What is it that you need to do safely that you can have a predictable, consistent income flow? Damon's favorite subject. For those of you that are new, you will hear him talk about this all the time. It's about income flow. And it is about consistent, predictable income. And you design your investments after you've accumulated all this. That should be your number one priority.
Yeah. Well, like you say all the time, it's not what you earn, but what you keep.
Exactly.
And yes, it is possible to earn millions of dollars by not being diversified, by being so laser focused on one asset. Many of you listening right now, I've earned my fortune because all I invest in is real estate. Great. Great. And I'm glad and I'm very happy for your success and that it's been good for you. But there will come a time when real estate will falter.
And if you're a realtor or all you do is invest in real estate, you call me personally, because I'm not going to say on the air, but you call me personally. I will tell you of the mistakes that millionaires have made in real estate, because they get so locked in on that, though, that they don't think about diversification. Mm-hmm. And then the market goes crazy.
Yeah.
And I have seen, and it's heartbreaking to me when someone comes to me and says, Victoria, I wish I'd have listened to you. I wish I would have done some diversification. I wish I would. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. But it's still heartbreaking when you lose your business and you lose because of what happens and you've over-leveraged yourself or all the mistakes that they've made. And all I think in my head is, it used to really tear me up. I mean, like sleepless nights. What could I have done differently to really help them understand? And what I have learned is you can only share information and you can only provide solutions. You can only provide success in our history if someone doesn't choose to act on good advice. There's nothing you can do about it. It's like a doctor, like you always say. You go to the doctor, you tell him what your problem is, he gives you solutions, and you don't do it.
Well, you're driving on a mountain road, and you know there are a lot of twists and turns. I promise you, around every major curve, there are these signs that come up that say, be careful.
Yes.
Curves ahead. Slow down.
Slow down.
You see that little squiggly arrow that tells you, this is what the road looks like. The signs can't reach out and tap the brakes for you.
All they can
do is warn you for what's ahead. I told you. But if you crash because you didn't slow down, that's your own fault.
Yeah, careen off of a cliff, it's your own fault.
That's right.
And it's sad. But you can only do so much for people. So just think about that. If that is something that is, you know, you're not diversified enough, or you have a concern, your gut says, I don't know, Victoria, am I not? There's nothing wrong with that, but seek advice.
Yeah.
Go get the gold bucket, put it on paper, call us, we'll be happy to look at it for you to see, you know, are you diversified enough? Have you transitioned in from accumulation to protection? Mm-hmm. Is it time to start that slowly? I don't believe in one day you flip a switch and all of a sudden now we go from this to that. No, you ease into
it's a transition.
Transition is the word. It's transition.
That's right.
It's a good word.
How about this mistake, number three? A lot of millionaires, once they've acquired a lot of wealth, and this especially, guys, I hate to tell you, but this this is especially you, men.
Do not be picking on my man, Damon.
I'm not picking on him. I'm just telling the truth. You begin to think that anything you touch turns to gold.
Yeah.
You can't miss. You can't lose. And I understand this mentality. Let's say you've started several successful businesses. You have, Victoria. You've had several successful businesses. You've invested in all the hot things at just the right time. And, you know, guys, and women are competitive too, but men treat investing like a sport.
That's true. Very true.
And what do you call them? The golf course bragging rights. And everybody loves to tell the story about, oh, yeah, I got in on the ground floor right before that blew up. I never hear too many stories about, yeah, I got in at the wrong time and I lost everything. Nobody shares those stories. That's weird how I never hear those stories. So you begin to think you're untouchable. You begin to think that I am the next Warren Buffett. I am the Oracle of Oklahoma, okay? Then, as I talked about earlier in the show, you get approached by an angel investor.
Mm-hmm.
There's some big thing, and you think to yourself, I've done this before. Yeah, this sounds great. Oh, I don't need to look at the due diligence. I know, because everything I do is fantastic.
That's right.
And it seems, maybe even seems too good to be true. And even in your own mind, the red flags are going off, but your overconfidence in yourself, your experience of how well you've invested overwhelms your logic and reason, and greed and arrogance cause you to make a mistake.
Wow.
And before it's too, because it's true.
This happens.
And it isn't just men. It's women too, men and women. We overindulge in our own abilities to invest. Most people far overestimate their ability to predict where the market's going to go. And here's a newsflash. Nobody can predict accurately where the market's going to go. So
true.
This kind of thinking has led to, I don't know, some pretty well-known things, disasters in the past. Madoff, anybody? Anybody heard of Madoff?
You have to open that womb, Damon.
What about crypto? Sam Bankman-Fried? All these people that invested in his cryptocurrency ETF, and it came crashing down.
Talk to Tom Brady. He'll talk to you.
Yeah, but you know who didn't invest in it because she and her dad did all the due diligence and didn't invest in that? Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
That woman is not just a musician. She's a businesswoman. And she did not invest in the crypto because she did her due diligence and working with her dad as well. They did their due diligence and saw, this doesn't seem right. Mm-hmm. There's something fishy
off.
Here.
Yeah. Something's
and
off.
She was right, and mm-hmm. she didn't end up getting caught up in all that. So I'm not suggesting that you're not intelligent or that you shouldn't rely on your own experiences and knowledge. Just don't get overconfident, because the moment you do that is mm-hmm. when you can abandon logic and reason and get crushed.
Exactly. Good advice, Damon. Now, we've got a Diva Alert coming up, but before we do that, I would like to talk a little bit of fun stuff, because that's kind of a little doom and gloomy, but we've got some great information for you, a Diva Alert. I want to talk just a little bit about Derby, because the 8th Annual Derby Soiree is coming up May 3rd. It's a Friday. It's the first Friday of May. It is the day before the actual Derby event. So we have a wonderful luncheon here, big hats, mint juleps. We have a big hat contest. We have most creative hat contest. It is so much fun. We have about 75 to 100 women here every year, dressed to the nines. And now we have men coming in their top hats, straw hats. Larry Stein, I know you're listening. He's even got a new outfit, Damon. So you better be thinking about what you're wearing, because you know, it's just like who came in with the roses that time? The men coming in and they're buying suits.
Oh, yeah. That was Billy.
Billy came in and he had red roses all over his jacket, pants. It was so cute. So it's really a lot of fun. It benefits Allied Arts and Allied Arts Education, which is really affects every county in Oklahoma. All 77 counties benefit from the raffles that we have, and we have some amazing. If you have not been to Three Graces Spa, you're going to want to bid on that. If you haven't seen Gino's Furs, they have donated every single year. And every year, it's just they knock it out of the park. And this fur that they have this year is cashmere fox, called a willow green cape. It is stunning. You've got to see it. It's $1,200. So these donations are really great, and the raffle tickets is just a lot of fun. We have Southern Fare, so come ready to eat. But I just want to say, if you haven't, I hope the girls will put the link in. If you haven't bought your ticket yet, it's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
People always think, oh, it's May. I'll wait. No.
The ticket's only $25.
Yeah.
It's $25, and then you can buy raffle tickets when you get here, or you can buy them in advance as well. And that's the best thing to do. That way you don't have to wait in line.
Well, I was at G&O Girls Night Out on Tuesday night, and one of the girls said, I couldn't click on buying my tickets. I don't want to stand in line, Victoria. I know the boys are handsome. We have Chesapeake Studs here. But she goes, I want them in advance. And I said, well, there's a link, and we'll make sure you get it. So, yeah, you can buy raffle tickets in advance so you don't have to stand in line. It's just a fun, fun afternoon, and we look forward to it every year.
Yep. We do have a Devo alert here, and this is important for anybody that has an inherited IRA that you have inherited from somebody other than your spouse. Okay, so the rules around inherited IRAs changed back in 2020. And under the old rules, if you inherited an IRA from somebody other than your spouse, a parent, other family member, a friend, whatever, you had to start taking required minimum distributions, either based on your own age or their age. But the rule changed, saying, well, now starting in 2020 and after, if you inherit an IRA, you don't have to take required distributions, but you do have to pull all the money out within 10 years. And that is the rule that we all followed. And then our friends at the Internal Revenue Service got involved. And they said, oh, no. You do have to pull it all out in 10 years, but you still have to take required distributions out of it every year. Oh, and by the way, guess what? If you don't, we're going to penalize you. Okay. We didn't know that. And everybody got up in arms about it. But then there was such an outcry, and everybody was like, this is so confusing.
It is. It's because it's the IRS. They can't make anything simple.
Yeah. Then the IRS said, that'd be too easy. You know what? Never mind. You don't have to take RMDs. And then they come back out and say, yeah, we think you do. And then they said, nah, you don't have to. They can't make up their minds. And you're like, please, people.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam, just tell us the rules.
Yeah, just make a decision.
So,
and stick with it.
Don't
change the rules once you tell me the rules, because we're going to go plan.
That's right.
For it.
And we're going to give advice to our clients around that. So there's been all this confusion. Do we have to take RMDs from an inherited IRA? Do we not? Until they could make up their mind and make a ruling, the IRS each year has come out and said, well, we're going to waive the penalty for this year. They did it in 2023, and we've been waiting to hear, are they going to waive the penalty for 2024? And we finally got our answer this past week, and the answer is yes. For 2024, they are waiving the penalty if you do not take a required minimum distribution from an inherited IRA that you've inherited from someone other than your spouse. So what that means is you don't have to take an RMD from an inherited IRA this year.
And the RMD is the required minimum distribution for those of you that are unfamiliar with that.
And one quick note, though, we need to let you know that this no RMDs from inherited IRAs only applies to inherited IRAs from 2020 and after. If you inherited an IRA prior to 2020, you're under the old rules, and you still have to take your required distributions this year. Only if you inherited the IRA in 2020 or after are you absolved of taking the RMD this year.
You know, you're grandfathered into the old rules, unfortunately. Well, Damon, that is, you know, great information to have. It's very confusing. We try to make it simple, but it's the IRS, so it's going to be confusing. But we can certainly help you. If you have any questions about it, don't hesitate to give us a call, and we'll just look at your situation and give you some advice to make sure that you don't make a mistake and you can avoid making those mistakes. Because a dollar is a dollar, and if it's mine, it's mine. Well, I'll be happy to give my 10%, but what's mine is mine. All right, we got to get off. Get ready for Derby. Until next week, my best advice is always, don't take advice from broke people. Physically, financially, or spiritually.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I salute the flag of the state of Oklahoma. Its symbols of peace unite all people.
Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Before investing in any product, consider your investing goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance, and the product's investment objectives, options, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Chapelwood Financial Services for the product's prospectus or equivalent document and read it carefully.